The 2012 Census of Agriculture was released on May the 2nd. What are the highlights of this, Secretary? What jumps out at you?
Well, Tom, I think first of all, we had talked about this census on a preliminary data in February at the Outlook Forum, and what we did here this week is to basically finalize the census and sort of bring it down to a local level, county data, state data, which I think is informative and instructive. And the first message, I guess, is that data matters. It's going to give us an opportunity to see what's working and where we need to spend some time and attention. This census, because of the income information and the cost of doing business as farming increases and becomes more expensive, underscores to me the necessity of having safety net programs in place for all sized operations. Clearly, farmers spend a lot of money to put a crop in the ground, and you know, they have no control over the weather, as we've seen the last couple of years. So underscoring the importance of the safety net. I think another thing that, that surprised me was the number of farmers who have embraced renewable energy operations on their farms to basically improve their bottom line. I found that to be a good news story, as well as the fact that we're seeing more young people get in the farming business. And I think that the key here is for us to continue looking at diversity in terms of size of operations, crops, and livestock that's being produced, and actually the operators themselves, in order to continue to have folks do what we need them to do, which is to grow the best and most available and most affordable food in the world.
It seems to me in the last census, the number of farms was increased some. It has gone down some in this census. Comment on the number of farms and its outcome in the census.
Well, I think one of the concerns is making too strong a comparison between census in 2007 and this census, because the method that was used for the 2012 census I think required a sort of more significant refinement of the data, a stronger filter through which the data went. I think it's more statistically accurate. But be that as it may, I think the bottom line is we're seeing the eroding middle of agriculture. We're seeing larger and larger farms continuing to do well because they have the efficiencies and the technology and the capacity to spread costs over a larger base. And we're seeing the resurgence of small farming operations as folks embrace local and regional food systems. We saw an increase in the numbers in that category. What's shrinking is the middle, and that's what I'm concerned about, and it's why I'm looking forward to instituting and implementing the Farm Bill programs, because I think it will help begin the process of rebuilding that middle in agriculture, which I think is important to preserving populations in rural areas and revitalizing the rural economy overall.
Since the Obama administration has been in office, there's been it seems to me, on behalf of the USDA, to increase or to beef up the infrastructure for broadband distribution. Yet I see on the census that still there are 10% of farmers are still using dial-up. So comment on that and what perhaps needs to be done in the future to address that.
Well, we have 230 projects that were funded through the Recovery Act, and it takes a number of years, Tom, for those programs and for those projects to be fully implemented. It takes a while for folks to purchase the easement rights, to lay the cable or the fiber, or to establish the towers that are necessary to provide high-speed internet access, broadband access. So we are still in the process of implementing those projects, which I think will decrease those numbers that you're looking at. I think there has been an increase in utilization by farmers and greater access across the country because of the projects that have been completed, and every year we continue to invest in greater expansion. So we've also been working with the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, to sort of encourage the investor-owned telephone companies, telecommunication companies, to do a better job of focusing time and attention on those underserved areas in rural areas. So I think the combination of our work with the FCC and the projects that we specifically have funded through the Recovery Act and so forth should help us reduce those numbers of farmers who don't have really up-to-date technology.
California seems to be a shining star in terms of the value of what is produced on farms. But I want to talk about Weld County, Colorado, which is in the top 10, the only other state that's in the top 10. What makes them special?
Well, I think it's diversity. I think it's the capacity to have row crop production, the capacity to have livestock of all kinds, the capacity to grow fruits and vegetables as well. Certain climates, certain areas of the country are more amenable to that than others. But overall, I think the key here is what an extraordinary diversity we have in this country, how blessed we are to have every region of the country contributing to the affordability and accessibility of food in the country. It's really a remarkable story. And certainly as we have fewer and fewer farmers growing most of our food, it is a remarkable story of efficiency and technology and productivity. And I think it's an unappreciated story about how extraordinarily productive American agriculture has become.